Okay. If you have sheets, where are the extras? You know? One of the features of the davening on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur and on Sukkot, as well as on the non-Tishrei Yom Tov, Pesach and Shavuos, is that we have Berachas Kohanim in Musaf. We call it Duchening. Duchening is really from a Yiddish kind of slang. The word Duchan means a platform, and a Kohanim would stand on a platform, so that became kind of the verb to Duchen, to deliver the Berachas Kohanim. We call it in Yiddish and English section, we call it Duchen as well. So we Ashkenazim, have Birchas Kohanim. Those of us who are Ashkenazim have Birchas Kohanim on Rosh Hashanah at Musaf both days, and on Kippur at Musaf, and on Sukkot, the days of Yom Tov, and of course on Pesach and Shavuos as well. I say we Ashkenazim because the Sfardim, as many of you know, Duchen every single day. They have Duchening every day. And Ashkenazim Eretz Yisrael, for the most part, follow that practice as well. And the question I'd like to look at a little bit is why it developed that Ashkenazim do not have Birchas Kohanim on a daily basis. They have it only on Yom Tov, don't even have it on Shabbos. They have it on Yom Tov. Those who've been to Eretz Yisrael know, if you mostly learned in Eretz Yisrael, spent time in Eretz Yisrael, even among the Ashkenazim, they duchen every day, and on Shabbos they duchen twice, both at Shachris and in Musaf. So I remember the first time I was in a Sfardi, a long time ago, as a kid, I was in a Sfardi shul once for something or other, and they duchen. I remember asking, why are they duchening? It was a regular weekday. Later on, I found that the question is not on them. The question is on us. I guess us, I don't know where it's from, but Ashkenazim, why we don't have Birchas Kohanim every day. It's an exciting feature of the davening on Yom Narayim and on Yom Tovim, but the question is, why is it limited to these occasions? If you look in the first source, the Chumash and Parshas Noso, we have the Psukim of Birchas Kohanim say, V'adabar Shom HaShalimor, Daber Arm V'Avonol, Amor Ko Sivorchu, it's B'nai Yisrael, Amor Lahem, such in the following way, you shall bless the Jewish people, and say to them the following. You have the three psukim of Birchas Kohanim, Recha Hashem Shmurecha, Yor Hashem Panam Adach Lichonecha, Yis Hashem Panam Adach Lichonecha, Shalom. And it says at the end, this is all in Bamidbar Perek Vav, and it says in Pasuk Chav Zayin, V'somu Es Shemi Al B'nei Yisrael V'ani Avarachim. So you have several verbs here, several verbs surrounding the three psukim of Birchas Kohanim itself. So the Gemara says in Sotah, Daflam El Chetz Mabeit, the second source, Omer Shum and Levi, Kol Kohen She'ena Ola Duchan Over B'Shlosh Aseh. The Kohen is in a place where he should, there's a minion and so on, they're davening, and he's able to duchen, he doesn't do so, he's ena olo duchen, doesn't go up to the platform, he violates three different assays, ko sivarchu, and amor lahem, that's in pasuk kav gimel, and v'samol shemim, pasuk kav zayin. Again, there are three different verbs, so the Gemara says you violate three different lavim. Yushalmi, in brachas, parak gimel, lach aleph, we only need one line, that's the second line there towards the end. It says the Marav Yudav and Pazi B'Shem Elazar called Kohen She'ena Omer B'Veis HaKnesset V'Eina Nosa Es Kapov Over Ba'Aseh. We look at the Rishalmi, seems to say violently one Aseh. How the Babli has in Soto on Chesam Beis, you violate three Aseh. Rishalmi says you have only one Aseh. Not only, that's not so good either. But it says you violate one Aseh. So if we look now in the Rambam in Source 4, the Rambam Hilchos Tfila, Perek Tesva, Hilchos Tfila, and the Nesias Kapayim go together. We refer to it as Hilchos Tefillah, but it's really Hilchos Tefillah and Nesias Kapayim. We have a number of halachas like that in the Rambam where there's a long title and a short title. For example, Hilchos Melachim U'Milchamosehem. Everyone calls it Hilchos Melachim. The Rambam organized things in certain ways. Sometimes he grouped certain things together. So Hilchos Tefillah and Nesias Kapayim. So the end of Hilchos Tefillah is the laws of Nesias Kapayim. Nesias Kapayim is raising your hands. That's also another word for duchening, for delivering the Birchas Kohanim. So the Rambam says in Perek Tezvav, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam writes, Kol Kohen, Paskins, Kol Kohen, Shein Ola Duchen, Afal Pisha, Bitel Mitzvah Sasei Achas. He kind of comes up with a compromised position here. Mavatel, one Mitzvah Sasei, Hareze Keover Al Sholosh Sasei, Shenemar Kosav Orchu, and he quotes the Psukim and so on. So he actually mentions that you violate one Asei, but it's like you violate three Aseis. That's what the Kesef Mishnah points out over there in source number five, the Kesef Mishnah says, Kol Kohen, Shein Ola Duchen, etc. He quotes that Gemara Amr Shuvan Levi, that Gemara and Sotah we mentioned, and he says that what it means is the Rambam says it's true you only violate. Of a Sova Rabbeinu, he says the Lav Dafka Over. even the Bavli and Sota didn't mean literally you violate three different asays. It's not formulated as a commandment. It says ko sivorchu. Here's what you should do. So it's not really that you violate an asay. It's like you violate an asay. That's not a good thing either. But it means not literally three. So that's how he resolves this theory. This then appears. You look. It's interesting. I go to my mother's a certain sort of the limitation appears and is important. He says omnam. This is in Parak Tes Vav and Alacha Yud Beis and Oz Tes. That goes Maimoni. The next source, in source 6, is Omnam lo Omar lo Adam Alei Ein Over Basay. This is a very interesting thing. If nobody called the Kohanim up, nobody summoned him to go, so then he doesn't violate the Asay. Interesting Ha'orin. Nobody called the Kohanim. He didn't scream out Kohanim or something along those lines. Somebody didn't invite him to go up. He didn't violate the Asay. The other thing he mentions is Avim Ola in the second line, Avim Ola Pa Machas V'yamtiv Ein Over Basay, Afilim Omar lo Alei. Let's say the guy davened the Tashkon Minyan, and he did Duchen already, and then he's at the next, he's hanging around, he's learning or whatever, he's hanging around the shul, and they have another Minyan in the room and so on, so then he doesn't violate, even if they ask him to, he doesn't have to, he didn't violate the Asay, because Lamaisi did deliver Birchas Kohanim. But notice that he says, goes minus on the second line there, in source number 6, he does say, Im ol Allah Palachas B'yomtov. So he already sticks in the word B'yomtov. Right, goes Maimonides in Ashkenazi tradition. So that's an old tradition. Apparently there was only in Yontif. Who was talking about Yontif? But he sticks in the word Yontif. We're going to come back to that. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Siman Kuf Chof Ches, that's the Siman. There's only one Siman in the Siman, really, one major Siman on Nesias Kapayim, that's Siman Kuf Chof Ches in Aruch Chaim. So there the Mechaber Paskins, in source number 7, the Mechaber says, if it aren't other reasons why you can't do it, mamish like the Rambam. Right? If you violate one asay, but it's like you violated three, and that's again, but he puts in the limitation. I'm sorry, yeah.
Would it matter if you're the only Kohen?
We'll see about that soon. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch puts in, you mean the guy in the second minion? I mean, he's only. So we'll see in a second. So he said, "Im haya bebeis haknesses kishakaru konim," right? "Oim amru lo lalos," you know, they told him. So that's the Shulchan Aruch kind of merges that point. We'll try and come back maybe to that issue about what the other kohanim. But that's the and the Mishnah Berurah there. It's caught in the Ches in the next source. The Mishnah Berurah writes, why? Because what are the three asays? Who kosev orchu amru and mesam which are those three verbs? When we call makom ikar asay and al achas. Okay, so this is the basic din. Now, when we consider this, we have to wonder, this is the din, where did the idea of duchening only on Yom Tov come from? Okay, this is a regular din. In fact, we see it even further, that they duchen in the Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis. That's a sugya in Maseches Tamid. So you look on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis in Maseches Tamid. That's the next source number 9. It's really Mishnah. If you want to look it up in the Mishnah, it's Parag Zion Mishnah Beit. So the Mishnah says, "Bo v'amdu al malos ha'ulam." Many of you have probably seen models of what the Beis HaMikdash look like, and so on. So the Kohanim would come and stand at a certain point, a certain steps, and so on. Rashi says in the next source, in source 10, "Bo v'amdu." Again, this is Tamid Lamed Gimel Beis. Rashi says, "Roma zel ha'kohanim shekaru v'lishkas ha'gaz v'chakach osman havodos." Again, this was in the context of the whole avoda, and they would do it and read them Rashi. Kodem shiagiu sharachem aoskim alos evor atomid, and they would deliver the bracha while the other kohanim were finishing the putting the evorim from the limbs from the animals and so on in his bech. And the avodas are korbanos. So again, there's a discussion there. If you look at Maseches Tamid, the Rosh is on the page and the Rav is on the page. So different opinions exactly at what point it was done. Getting back to the Gemara itself, the Gemara says. It's a difference when it was done in the Mikdash and the Medina with the Shem Hashem, not with the Shem Hashem, also how high they raised their hands. Okay, but again, clearly from this sugya, we don't need to go into all the details now, but clearly from this sugya, in Maseches Tamid, Birchas Kohanim was part of the daily avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Question exactly when, but that's what they did. And the Rambam brings that lahalocha, Perek Yud Dalid, of Hilchos Gen Tzvila Nesis Kapayim Halacha Tes, the next source, number 11, the Rambam says, Kate said Birchas Kohanim B'Mikdash. How do they carry out Birchas Kohanim in the Mikdash? It says, HaKohanim olam aduchan achar shiyashlimu HaKohanim avodas Tamid Shel Shachar. They did it after the basic parts of the Tamid Shel Shachar were completed, umagbin yidehem lamala gabi roshein v'etzbosein pshutos, they would actually put their hands over their heads, higher than their heads, right? Their fingers would be stuck out. And chutz mikohen gadol, the kohen gadol did not raise his hand that high because he was wearing the tzitz, which says kodesh l'Hashem. Again, it's in that same Gemara. Okay, and that's how they would deliver the Birchas Kohanim, and they would have a different answer in the Beis HaMikdash, not just Amen, and so on. Okay, the Rama brings this as well. In Hilchos Tmidim Musaf and Perek Vov, Halacha Hey. V'achar kach mala zeh shezocher beivorim esayivorim en hakevesh omizbeach. Some of you may remember, it's a Gen Yuma, if you're studying for Yom Kippur, so the Kohanim would have a sort of a lottery to figure out who gets to do what, in terms of putting parts of the animal onto the Mizbeach, so the Kohanim, who won the lottery to give to put on the Eivarim, he would put on the Eivarim, but Achar Shemalin is Eivarim, the Rambam says, Maschilin Eilu Shemalas Ulam, Mubarachin Brichas Kohanim, Bracha Achas Shem HaForosh, and so on, they would deliver the Bracha with the Shem HaForosh. The Lecha Mishnah points out, towards the end of the next source, the Lecha Mishnah on that Rambam, Hilchos Tmidim Sof and Parak Vav, Alokha Hey, the Lecha Mishnah points out, Lamadnu mitocha mikro, so halachos shemeseches yuma, she'elu omdim amalo, so ulam loyonos and kamim, ad she'hela mishazocha beivorim and seivorim, the people who were standing there would not deliver the bracha till the eivorim were put on the mizbeach. Okay, again, a detail, but the point is that clearly from these Gemaras and these Rambams, Birchas Kohanim was part of the daily avodah. So it's not talking about Yom Kippur, it's not talking about Yantiv, it's talking about the daily avodah in the Beis HaMikdash included Birchas Kohanim. Okay? Now, one could come to a conclusion, that was the Beis HaMikdash. But perhaps, just like many other things in the Beis HaMikdash are no longer done. So maybe Birchas Kohanim should no longer be done. Maybe it was associated only with the Avodas HaKarbonos, as is Mashma from that Sugya and Talmud. But there's a Tosefta in Masechet Sota, which I have in Source 14. The Tosefta says in Perek Zayin of Masechet Sota, Halacha Hey, the Tosefta says, Birchas Kohanim Eil, and so on and so forth, talks about Birchas Kohanim, and he says at the end, the Tosefta says, Uchashem Shenesias Kapayim B'Mikdash, Kaf Nesias Kapayim B'Gvulin. Don't think that Birchas Kohanim was taka limited only to the Beis HaMikdash, and was only together with the Avodah, but it was also Beis HaMikdash, there's also Nesis Kapayim outside the framework of the Beis HaMikdash, Bigvulin, and the Gemara says in Menachos, Yud Ches on the Beis, the next source, the Gemara says, Source 15, the Gemara says, in Menachos, Nesis Kapayim, Bein Mibifnim, Bein Mibachutz, which Rashi interprets to mean there, Menachos Bifnim means Ba'azara, and Bachutz Min Michal Yer, outside the Beis HaMikdash, says the same thing in Chulin, Kuflam Gimel Al, Bain Bibifnim Bemikdash, and Bain Rachutz Begulan Bechol Ir Beir Bebeis HaKnesses. And therefore we should not, says the Tosefta, which again is quoted in those places in the Gemara, Menachos and Echulan, that we should not think that Birchas Kohanim, because it's an avoda of the Mikdash, was limited to the Mikdash, but there is Birchas Kohanim Begulan Bechol Ir Beir Bebeis HaKnesses as well. Okay, and now, with this in mind, we can understand the Rambam, if we look in 18, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Asei Chof Vav, the Rambam writes, HaMitzvah Chof Vav, Mitzvah 26, He Shenitztavu HaKohanim Levorach Es Yisrael Bechol Yom. It's a Mitzvah Asei, it's one of the 248 Mitzvahs Asei, says the Rambam, that the Kohanim should bless the Jewish people every single day. And he doesn't say whether it's in the Mikdash or not, just every day, that's it. He quotes the Psukim. Okay, so there seems to be no question that there's a mitzvah Birchas Kohanim every day, not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but everywhere else, and it's not limited to Yom Tov or any other special occasion and so on. The Rambam also, in Hilchos Tefillah at the beginning, some of you may know, the Rambam actually has three different lists of the mitzvahs of the Torah. There's the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that's the more detailed work, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he goes through each one of the Tayag mitzvahs, not in the order, he has his own order, basically topical, 248 mitzvahs Asei, 365 mitzvahs Los Asei. He proceeds that with what's called the Sharoshim, where he tells you how he's going to figure out whether it counts something as a mitzvah or not. Right? How do you figure out? Is it something a mitzvah or not? Let's say we're coming to Sukkot. So is there one mitzvah to take a lulav, a different mitzvah to take an esrog, another mitzvah to take adasim, and a fourth mitzvah to take arava? So no, there's one big mitzvah to take all four. Right? So the Rambam gives you his guidelines, how to figure out, how to count. So that's in the Sharoshim. Then he has the detailed Sefer mitzvahs, a few lines, or maybe sometimes a couple of paragraphs for every mitzvah. Then he has what's called the Minyan HaKotzer. It's usually printed in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah. Just a list of what the mitzvahs are. Same order as in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Just instead of any details, just gives you one line. what the basic mitzvah is. Then a third time, the Rambam lists the mitzvahs in the order of the halachas in the Mishnah Torah. Not in the same order as he had in the Sefer HaMitzvahs or in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's sometimes called the Minyan HaKotzer, the shorter version. In the, sometimes they call it the Koseres, or the Hakdama. So you look in Hilchos Tefila, or in any halacha, you look in Hilchos Shvisas Osir, Yom Kippur, and he'll tell you, here are the mitzvahs that are covered in this section. You look at Hilchos Lulav, here are the mitzvahs, Shofar, Lulav, and Sukkah together. Here are the mitzvahs that are covered in this section. That's a third list. It's interesting to study differences in his language. Sometimes not so simple. One of the issues is tshuva. Sometimes seems to emphasize vidu, emphasize tshuva. What's the basic mitzvah? Anyway, but so here in the Hakdama, what some people call it the Koseres, to Hilchos Tefila, okay, that's source number, what is it, we're up to 19, right? The Rambam writes, in this introduction, he says, Hilchos Tefila Birchas Kohen, Yesh Bichlolon Shtei Mitzvahs. In this section, I'm going to include two mitzvahs. Achas Lavodos Hashem B'chol Yom Tefila, fine. Shnia Levar Kohanim Yisrael B'chol Yom. So again, the Rambam says, every single day. Okay, every day. So, again, it doesn't seem to be much debate about it. Nobody said anything, although again, we already heard the little hint in Hagos Maimonides about Yontif. I do want to mention, actually, that there are some of the Gaonim who have, or sort of count two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Messias Kapayim and a mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. That's how the Bahag counted it. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Rabbeinu Sadya Gaon wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs. Basically, he has two or three words for every mitzvah. It's in a poetic form. Follows the Aleph Beis and he starts again. So the whole Sefer HaMitzvah Ben Asadya Gaon is, I don't know, six pages long, very short. Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlo, who was a great Talmud Chacham in the end of the 1800s, early 1900s, he wrote an extensive commentary called, again, the Parish Beer on the Sefer HaMitzvah Ben Asadya Gaon of Perlo. He wrote a basically encyclopedic work. So from these six pages, he made three fat volumes, which you can, I'm sure, see in the Beis Medrash. So I have to have one line from the Asadya Gaon, then 35 pages from Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo. If you want to know about mitzvahs, what everybody, he says, explains to the Sadi Gaon and the Bahag and the Rambam and the Bahag goes. Anyway, so he talks about it here. He finds this very difficult on the coast of Orhul. He finds it difficult. The Bahag Shita, look at the end of the first line. He says, Bahag Mono Shnei, the Bahag counted it twice. And perhaps, look on the third line, this is what's relevant to us right now. Isi Misha Rotsa Lomar, the Biminyan Ha'esin Mono Mitzvahs Bichas Konim Begvulin, in one place he counted Birchas Kohanim Begvulin, another place Birchas Kohanim Mikdash. That's why the Bahag, the Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo proposes, or someone proposed, that's why the Bahag counted as two separate mitzvahs. One is talking about the Mikdash, one is Begvulin. He rejects this out of hand. V'zelo Yitochen Klal, the Eilon of Betarla Mitzvah Achas HaKohanim Varchas Yisrael, O Mikdash U Medina Bechlal Asei Zu. Okay, there's only one mitzvah. He says at the end again, "Avol ein lano b'zeh ala mitzvah achas v'orchas akol b'chol mokum shu v'mikdash u'medinim ein kan inyan shtei mitzvahs kol." Okay, but in any event, perhaps some held not like that. But that's how he says it's only one mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch also writes in mitzvah shin ayin ches 21 mitzvahs b'chas kana b'chol yom shenitzdavu akonam shevorchis ol b'chol yom shenemar kos v'orchas meis avolhem v'noheges mitzvah zu. He says b'chol mokum. Those who study the Sefer Chinuch know at the very end, he usually tells you when this mitzvah applies. Sometimes he says this mitzvah applies only in Eretz Yisrael, this mitzvah applies only in the Beis HaMikdash and so on. Here he says at the end, the Noheges mitzvah zu, b'chol makom b'chol zman b'kohanim. This mitzvah is all time, all places, everywhere, and of course it's the mitzvah on the kohanim. So again, we have from these Rishonim, from this simple reading of the of the Gemaras and so on, that we have a mitzvah every single day. Among other Rishonim also, I just stuck it in, the Meiri also writes in source 22, the Meiri does print also, mitzvah saseli asakohan v'rochim so b'chol yom. Okay, so that's really the pretty clear position that appears in the Rishonim. Now here's an interesting question, and it'll come to your question from before. The Radvaz in the Tshuva, Radvaz one of the early Achronim, the Radvaz in the Tshuva, Shalosh was Ravaz Chelik Dalet Simon Reish Tzadi Gimel. Overall, it's Elef Shin Mem Dalet, 1,300. A lot of tshuvas in the Ravaz. So in the volume 4, it's number 2, 293, Reish Tzadi Gimel. Overall, it's number 1,364. Whatever. Shela, Kohen Naomi B'Tfila. A Kohen was in the middle of davening. V'Gia Shatz Lavoda. In the middle of Shmon Esrei. And now the Shlich Tzibur gets up, you know, he's behind, he's either davening slowly, he came late, whatever. So he's davening the Shmoneh Esrei, and the Kohen gets up to Avoda, that's Ritzei, right? The Brocha in the Shmoneh Esrei nicknamed Avoda, Ritzei Hashem Al-Kenem Al-Mingol V'Shoshom, etc. Roshavis Avoda. Imposeg V'Olo Duch L'Baruch Es Yisrael. Should he go up and duch and stop the Shmoneh Esrei, okay, go up and duch it or not? Tshuva, Mistabrili, here comes your point, Shim, Ein Shom Kohen Acher. If there's no other coin there, says the Radvaz, again we're in Source 23, so, posek v'ol duchel v'varach. Yes, you should stop in the middle of Shemana Esrei. Yes, stop in the middle of Shemana Esrei, go back, right, ol duchel v'varach, go up to the platform and bless the people, the chosen will come, then go back to the seat, this place, omisayim tulasa, finish. Okay? And, of course, if it was a longer delay, you may have to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esrei, that's not my issue now. And he says, "Al tisma, don't be so stunned." We read this, we're stunned. No, middle of Shmoneh Esrei, what? You know, middle of Shmoneh Esrei, walks up, he's down in the back of the shul, walk up the front, and the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, go back and finish. So the Radvaz says, "Al tisma, don't be so astonished." Okay, sure, look what he says. Sure, birchas kohanim is a mitzvah sasem in the Torah, because birchas kohanim is a mitzvah midaraisa. V'hatfila sh'afal pish mitzvah sheshul Torah ein zmana v'lo sidur v'lo shiur v'shul hafzikam d'abanim. Even if you hold, you know that there's a machlokas, right? Machlokas Rishon, the Rama is of the opinion that mitzvahs davening is also tefillah daily. Some form of tefillah daily is also the raisa. Not also Rama says the raisa. But how many tefillahs a day, and what you say, and where you should do, and what you should say, all that's only drabbanan. And the idea now is tefillah is also only drabbanan. So says the Radvaz, Birchas Kohanim trumps this guy Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because it's enachanami. Even if you hold the tefillahs the raisa, but they can't be mafsik, and you have to say this particular text. That's only drabbanan. So therefore, the deraisa beats out the drabbanan. Hilchach osiyah seishal torah v'dachilo, v'dachilo posik. Okay, and he says v'dami mamash otim she'en lem kohen el shir tibur vad. Sometimes you have a situation where there's only the shir tibur is the kohen, right? In those days, they didn't have sidurim, so the shir tibur had to be someone who knew the davening by heart and so on. That's it was a kohen. So if and by the way, it's no gear today. Sometimes also, and a different minhagim, different shuls. By the way. A lot of shuls have the practice, they don't ask a kohen to daven musaf on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and on Yom Tov when they're going to duchen, or by Sfarim, whatever they're duchen, because you don't want them to have to be in a position of having to stop and turn around. But Lamaisa, many hold that if they're up to duchen and the chazan's a kohen, he turns around. The middle of Shmoneh Esrei, Adi Yom Hazeh. Okay, yeah. This, I think there's some Hussein out there, I think the more if he's the only kohen?
If he's only kohen.
Should he daven for the Yomid today? Chatchila, probably better not to, because let's say it's Rosh Yom Kippur. He's the chazan. He knows the nusach and so on and so forth. And it's done. I think in certain yeshivas that's like that. The chazan's a kohen.
Someone else.
I think it's better. Some shul don't. I think it's better not to do it. But anyway, the point being, again, what I'm emphasizing is that the Birchas Kohanim beats out. The person's guy, personal Shmoneh Esrei because of this, all right, then he talks about this, no, there are other Kohanim and so on, okay, that Yeshem Kohanim Acherim, then they shouldn't stop and so on, and he violates three different assays, that's only if you're available to Duchum, he's not available, okay. But anyway, that's interesting, Truman the Radvaz is just emphasizing this point, okay. Move down to the next source. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sim Kuf Chav Ches Siv Chav Tes Kohen Shelo Yispaladayin Umotzer Tziv Yispaladayin No Se Kapov Ein Tefillah Machpatah. Same thing. Let's say he comes into Shul and the Duchening, he's going to go to a later minute. He came to learn Daf Yomi an hour earlier. They're up to Duchening, and again, it sounds like that they need him. Okay, so then he should Duchening even if they don't daven. The Magen Avraham says in Mem Aleph, he says nearly the Yirishim Yala Duchen Yavors Man Tefillah. Listen to this one. Okay, what if he comes in a place and he realizes he's going to go up the duch and he's going to miss his mantvila? Okay, so then he should run away. Don't hang around. But even in that case, he's aval im ein im omer lo tzorach lalos. Okay, omer lo tzorach lalos. Interesting. No, he says you have to go up. Okay, so again, and that's because the Prima Gadol explains in the next Sivkot Mem Aleph. In the next source, 26, he says, "Mikom welcome to Vada Odif Nisis Kapayim to have a Torah Mamish." So you see, from all these posts, we're dealing with a derisa that even beats out Tefillah in a certain way, even misses Man Tefillah, even interrupts the Middle Shmoneh Esrei. It's a staggering thing, but that's the halacha. Now, full disclosure, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his comment on a tour called Mor Uktzia, that's the next source, Rabbi Yaakov Emden was one of the Gedolim in the beginning of the 1700s, so he wrote, among other things, he wrote a comment on the tour called Mor Uktzia. So the Mor Uktzia, not Simon Kuf Chof Chaz, he is one person who suggests perhaps a different direction, and he says, Mavad Ze'ef Shalomar, and he writes to the Nesias Ka, second line, Abu Nesias Kapayim, Ha'idna Begvulin, Karav Adover She'enam Le'divrayim. So here you have a posuk who says that maybe Bizman HaZeh, Duchening, outside the Beis HaMikdash, and Bizman HaZeh, the Rabbanon. That's what he says. He says the next line also, the next page, Omnam L'Nisayti Niridim T'Nitzor Adol Avri, Hanam Shum De'Belav Ha'chi, Ein Chiyuv Nesias Kapayim Bizman HaZeh, Elam Le'divray Sofrim. Okay? That's point number one. So that already we can begin to, at least, even though we're firm Jews, we try to keep the Rabbanans also, but now we can begin to say, if you hold like him, can begin to say, maybe we're not so strict about Duchening every day, because maybe it's only Rabbanan, at least according to one Shita. We found somebody who says that. And then he brings up another point, and he says, and furthermore, he said, V'od, and then the next page right on top, the second line, V'od, okay, the Chola Kohanim Achshav Safek Nidu. Today, do we really know for sure if somebody's a Kohen? Who told you you're a Kohen? My father told me. Who told him? His father told him. Could be somewhere, you know, we don't have records anymore. We don't have Yuchsin. We don't have exact statistics anymore. We assume the person's a Kohen. They're based on a Chazoka. That's why, though, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, there's still a mitzvah to separate Truma. We don't give it to a Kohen. Because a Zara, a non-Kohen who eats Truma, that's a Chiyuv Mitzvah. So we don't play around with it. We don't give it to a Kohen. Right? The first aliyah, so let's say it'll turn out he's not a Kohen. So he had the first aliyah, big deal. Okay, so he had the first aliyah, he led the benching. Okay, not such a big deal. But we assume he's a Kohen. It's called Kohane Chazoka. We assume that person's a Kohen. Okay, because he said so. Right? That's, the old joke where the guy came to the rabbi and he asked the rabbi, I want you to make me Kohen. The rabbi said, I can't do that. He went to another rabbi and said, I'll give a big donation to the synagogue. No, I can't do it. Finally, a third rabbi had this say, he said, why do you want to be a Kohen so badly? He said, well, my father was a Kohen, my grandfather was a Kohen, my great-grandfather, I want to be a Kohen also. Okay, so for a certain donation, he said, I'll do it. Right? But but in any event, so that's what Yaakov Emden writes in his parish on the tour. He says, kol kohen achshav sofek ninu. So that's another interesting point. So that's something to bear in mind as well. Maybe at least this opens the door a little bit to different possibilities of some excuse not to duchen on a daily basis. However, I do want to mention, even though the Sadigon also, the Ruchem Prelo, in his commentary on the Mitzvah from Mitzvah Sadigon, and Essen Kuf Nun Hei, that's the next source, 28, he also brings up that possibility. He says, "Tzas yesh mokom lomar bezed davisvile sham kedas tzas akronim zal demidoraisa leka asei el miskaim b'mikdash im avoda." Okay? He says, there are some who want to say that. Some do say it, that with the Raisa there's no and he admits any man basic. Okay. However, with due respect to those authorities, that does not seem to be, unfortunately for us anyway, the majority opinion. That does not seem to be the majority opinion. So you look at the next source, 29, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that's the Baal HaTanya, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, Shai Zalman of Vladim. He writes in his Shulchan Aruch in Tzimur Kuf Chav Ches Gimel. He says that a coin doesn't go up. He violates an asay, right? Afal bisha bitl mitzvah asay achas, or is it over given to asay? Same language as the Rambam, right? And then he writes, in the next paragraph, they said, after he had to be called up and so on, he writes, Shaharei, maybe four lines in the bottom, Shaharei, Birchas avoda v'chol ha'tfila midibrei sofrim, unasiz kapayim in ha'torah. Same thing. He says, unasiz kapayim is midaraisa. He's talking about even today. The Chai Adam also writes like that. Chelek Aleph Chal Lamed Bey Sif Chav Ches Sif 30. The Chai Adam writes the Tefillah Darbonon Asis Kapayim in HaTorah. So quite a number of important poskim, the Keren Orah, okay, based on that Gemara and Soto Lamed Zayin and Bey. He said it's in HaTorah. We call Hanal Mashu the Gulen Nam Mitzvah to Divrei Torah. So the overwhelming majority seem to hold that it's Doraisa. Some Sofer as well in the Tshuva. The next source 32. Chelek Arachaim Simon Chav Beis. Some sofa writes, "Mizei alfin." The second line, that is zman that his kapayim bechol yom shemakubin korban tzibur tmidis going tamed of musaf and so on. And he writes at the end, "Nimtza bechol tfilas tzibur shemakum korban tzibur who mitzvahs to say daraisa leaks a kapa b'levarich And we make a bracha like any other mitzvah. Okay, so that's the sum. So far, that's again, the overwhelming majority of the posts. Finally, I printed the Aruch HaShulchan in Simkuf Chav Chesif Aleph. Mitzvah Saseh Al Kohan Ruach Yisrael. And he writes, V'chiyuv Zehu Tmidi Gam Bizman Hazeh. Don't leave any doubt in the room for playing around. This is a Chiyuv Tmidi, a daily obligation, Bizman Hazeh. Okay, as well. And at the time when they bring or in a tefillah, which is connected to karbonos, you have to say brichas kohanim. He writes in halacha beis as well. He says, "V'chein b'zman hazeh b'shas gemar hatefillah shu b'makom karbon u'tefillah negmeres b'shomei hatefillah." He's telling us why do we do him by ritzei? Why do we do? Because the basic tefillah is already finished with shomei hatefillah. He's talking about the daily shemoneh esrei, right? Basic tefillah is finished when you say shomei hatefillah. So he says that shasham hu gemar the bakashos. That's the end of the bakashos, right? We know the shemoneh esrei is divided into three parts. We have three brachas of shevach at the beginning, and then we have all the bakashos in the middle. 12, we're actually 13 now. In the middle, then the three, the daily shemoneh esrei, then the three brachas hodos. So the bakashos, the essence of tefillah is the bakashos. So he says, after the bakashos are up, we say ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, and so on. That's when the kohanim go up, because that's the end of the tefillah, which is makom karbon. Okay, and that's when they go up. And the bracha they actually say later by Sim Shalom, because Brichas Kohanim ends with Shalom and it connects to Sim Shalom as well. But again, the Torah HaShulchan is clear that the mitzvah applies Bizman HaZeh as well. The Ben Ish Chai, Sfadi Posek, Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, writes in his Sefer Shon Rishonim, his 2 years worth of Roshas in the order of the Parshas of Shavuos, so Shon Rishonim Parshas Tetzava Oz Dalad, says, Bita Laseh, if you don't do it, he writes at the end of the second line, Tehilos Lakel. He would have said Tehilot Lakel, right? Praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Po Irenu Baghdad. Here in our city of Baghdad, Nizharim Lasos Nesias Kapayim B'chol Yom. We do Nesias Kapayim every day, as the Sfaradim do. And he says, thank God we do it. V'chein Wari Linhog B'chol HaKehilos. And that is a proper practice which should be implemented in all communities, he says. Okay? And he writes at the end of the next, the next paragraph there, Nesias Kapayim D'Oraisa. So again, you have clearly that was the practice in Baghdad and the Sephardic communities, and the Ben Ish Chai saying that's the right thing to do. Baruch Hashem, we do that in our community, and halavai, all the other communities in the world should do the same thing, to have Nesias Kapayim every single day. Okay, the Mishneh Berurah in the Shar HaTzion in Sim Kuf Chof Ches, this is after Oz Kuf Lamed Zion on Sif Mem Dal, there's an asterisk. 50, the next source, 35, he says, the Nesias Kapayim Bechut, it's also the Raisa at the end of the Raisa, Delo Kemem Vav Kuf, that's the Moruk Tzia. Not like the Moruk Tzia. Shemitzadeh, that it's not like that. The Pashas, the Pasuk is like that. The Kafachayim says it, everybody says it. So, that would mean that you should duchen every day, and on a day that has multiple tefillahs, you should have multiple duchening. In fact, that's the Mishnah. In Tainus, the next source, Chav Vav Mar Aleph, the Mishnah says, "B'shlosh shaprok m'shana kohan rosu kapayim arba pamim bayom," four times. Shachar, Musaf, Mincha, Nila. We have Nila on Yom Kippur. They had Nila on the Mamados and on Tanios also. Okay, but again, four times, right? Shachar, Musaf, not a Meir, because no Chazor Shashat, no Tzvi B'tzibur, but four times you have to have Duchanim, and certainly at least once a day. And again, it's associated with the Avoda, as the Pasuk says, when we move to 38. Mashmini, Vikar Parak Tes Pasuk of Beis, Vayisa Aron as Yodav El Om Vayvarchem, Vayered Nasos Achatos Ve'olo Vashom. At that point, when the Duchas Konim was recited, as we said. Okay. That's what the Rashi points out. It's not Birchas Kohanim. Now, the Gemara learns from that pasuk. We look in the Mamad Chesem Beis and Sota, next source 40. Amr Shuv and Levi. Kol Kohen Shenaro Bavod Shuv and Ola. Shenemar Vayisa Aron Yisrael Ve'Alom Vayrochem Vayered Ma'asos Achatas Ve'Alom Hashalom Ma'alom Bavoda Af Kam Bavoda. That's why they go up by Avoda, by Ritzei, as we started to say before. And Rashi says Mamad Chesem Beis. She'ena ol bavod. It's talking about not bisman hamikdash. Kodem she yisayim shliach tzibur ritzei tzorach lalos haduchan. They go up. That's what we do. No, think about it. So we start with say, yeah.
Mr.
Beckham,
the source from
Thomas. Yeah.
Don't we say that you're not supposed to
duchen
after
Musaf
because of the issue of drinking wine?
Right, so correct. So that was on the Yom Kippur didn't drink, right? And then the Anshe Mamad fast, and those are the public fast days. But ordinarily, we don't duchen, right.
Correct. When it says mincha, it's not referring to.
No, just on those days. It says those 4 cases, you didn't eat. But Maisa, that's a machlokas. I think Adam was there. So that some yeshivas they do duchen a mincha, some they don't. They duchen a nila though. Right, the duchen yeshivas duchen a nila.
So
yeah.
This is referring to on those.
In those occasions, yeah. I think most places they duchen a nila in Eretz. So the question of mincha is kind of a plug, you know. But there's some places duchen a mincha also. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara says the way Rashi explained the sultan on Chesma Bay is you go up by Ritzay. That's what we do. The Chazan says Ritzay. Then he said, and we stop. We say a little parag before the bracha. Then you conclude bracha. It's a different question, whatever the concluding bracha is. But that's before the end. That's exactly what the Rashi quotes over the insult. That's our practice. Rav Soloveitchik once explained, this is the Nefesh HaRav. I have to quote some page Kukhof Aleph, not on the sheet. But he said, because this, you know, he pointed out that the bracha of Shema Kolein and Ritzay are very similar. Right, both times we ask the bracha to accept that tefillah. What's the difference? Right, Ritzay Hashem was Yosom ba'avos sekabel b'rotzon. You just said that in Shema Kolinu, right? So what do we have to have that twice for? That's what the Rav was discussing. So Shabbat Kolinu, he said, the Rav said because one is about the tefillah, one is the individual, one is the tefillah of the tzibur, and so on. There's a tzibur bakosh, an individual bakosh. Anyway, the Kohanim go up, you know, at that particular point. Okay. Now, as far as why we actually delay the brachas till later, so that's the sugya in Megillah. Adaf Yurches, and the next source Yurches and Manalim, Marolam Brichas Konam Achar Odoh after the Bracha Odoh. So it's based on Psukim Avodah and Odoh related part. That's what we do. If we look in the Rambam, let's move to the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah says Kapayim again Perek Yudalid Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says Ketzin is Igmar Gulin Kevin Shiagia Shech Tivul Avodah Kishomer Tzei Kol Hakohanim Odoh Vesaknes is Nekarim Komon. Exactly the way we do it. Okay? And then they say the Berachas Konim. Same thing in the Shulchan Aruch, Sim Kufcha Ches Sib Ches. Kishamas Choshas Ritzei, Kol Konj Vizimene, Nerkam Koma Lalas Aduchan. Okay? And they wait there, and Ad Shashat, the next Halach at Sib Yud. That's in Sib Ches and Sib Yud. Ad Shashat, Messiah Modim. And again, the Mishabur says it's all learned from the Psukim, as we mentioned. If you take a look just for a second, you asked the question about Mincha, so that's in Simon Kuf Chof Tes, the next Simon. I just printed it there. It's in source 47, Sif Aleph of Simon Kuf Chof Tes. Ein Nesis Kapayim El B'Shachris Musav and Ila B'Yom Sheish Bo Nila K'mon B'Yom Kippur B'Avalo B'Mincha Mishum Neshchicha Shichris Bo Sashah Shema Yakon Shikur. Okay, and so therefore they didn't do it in Mincha. The only question is sometimes you daven Mincha late, so there are some discussions about it. Yom Kippur we do it in Nila. So again, I don't have time to look at all the details, okay, but in terms of the minig, so look now at the Mishnah Berurah himself. It's in Kuf Chof Ches Sivkot and Kuf Samach Dalet. I told you Kuf Chof Ches is a long simon. The Mishnah Berurah says in Simon Kuf Samach Dalet. Bechol Medinas Eilah. So it's going back, let's get back to the Ramor writes, a minig Shalonah, which we'll get to in a second. Very end of 47. The Ramor writes, "A minig shalona." That's again Simon Kuf Chof Ches Tivalav. A minig shalona. Our minig, meaning the Ashkenazim, kvar nisvar la'el Simon Kuf Chof Ches. Okay, but that's our Ashkenazic minig. However, the Mishabur himself writes in 49, "B'chol medinos elu Simon Kuf Chof Ches." Simkot and Kuf Samach Dalet. The Mishabur writes, "U'be'eretz Yisrael, u'b'chol malchus Mitzrayim, ha'minig lisa kapayim b'chol yom." Vaposkim kill Suleiman Hokum is there. They praise it. That's the right minig. The Mishabur himself says it. Okay, he says that seems to be a proper minig. Right? That's what the Mishabur wrote in Sim Kuf Chof Ches Sivkot and Kuf Samach Dalet. Interesting. So what are we doing here? So if we take a look now in 50, Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Special din. Interesting din. Sim Kuf Chof Ches Sivkot Mem Dalet. Kohen. Af al pishu ponoi no se es kapov. Okay? A kohen, even a single, shuduchen. Ponoi means unmarried. Why would you think otherwise? So there are more rites in that same sif memdal of kufchachez. Yesh omen de eno no se es kapov. Why? It's a gemara in Yevamos. Da shori below isha, shori below simcha. Someone who's not married is missing a certain aspect of simcha. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says Nivamas that the servant was not married, he's missing certain things, certain aspects. He's missing, doesn't mean he's not happy, but he's not fully, he's missing an aspect of simcha. So he says, Dashar below Isha, Shar below Simcha, that's the Gemara. The Hamavorech, Yesh lo Lios b'simcha. A Kohen who gives a bracha has to be simcha, he's in a good mood. He's blessing people, he can't be annoyed with everybody, he's got to be in a good mood, he's got to be b'simcha. Okay. He says, V'nogu shenoso kapov afal pi Isha eno nosri. He says, the meaning here is the single coin does, even though he's not married and so on. However, if he doesn't want to, doesn't have to, okay. Now, here's where the fun starts. Nagu b'chol medinos elo, in the third line. Right? Nagu b'chol medinos elo, she'ein nosim kapayim el b'yantif. We around here, says the Ramon, Krakow in the 1500s in Poland, we don't duchen other than on yantif, Mishum she'oz shiruyim b'simchas yantiv. Because only then are we in the proper frame of mind. We have just said you have to have simcha. So on yantiv, when it's a mitzvah of simchas yantiv, v'tov leiv hu yivareh, ma she'ein kem v'shar yamim. Rest of the days, we don't have the same simcha. So Ramo is telling you the origin of the Ashkenazic meaning is that we're not fully b'simcha. Avo b'shabsos hashona, even on Shabbos. Well, there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos, it's an interesting shir by itself. Perhaps there is a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. We know there's a mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. Maybe there's also simcha on Shabbos. Or we own simchas then, that's the Sifrei Elo Shabbos. A different discussion. Shetrudim b'hirhurim al-mechiyosim al-bitum al-atam. People are nervous, even on Shabbos, about their parnosa and other things, and after missing a day of work, it's tough enough as it. But on yomtiv, okay, we're excited, we're b'simcha. And he says, but b'afil b'yomtiv, ain't no sim kapam al-tulis musav. But even on Yom Tov, we duchen only Musaf, writes the Ramon. She yotzi oz mezaknes v'yismichu b'simchus Yom Tov. Because now we're about to leave shul. By the time you get up to duchen, shul's almost over finally. Right? So you're going to go home, make kiddush. We have a big kiddush downstairs in the shul. Right? So you're excited. You're in a jolly mood. Okay? So therefore, that's when we duchen. So writes the Ramon. And that's really our practice. Okay? Now, you may well ask, Mr. Brewer hints at this point. He says, by the way, as a side point, in the next source in 15 Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Chav Ches Katan Kuf Samach Hey, he writes that there are some. He says Pashtus is even when Yom Tov lands on Shabbos. Sometimes Yom Tov lands on Shabbos, right? They coincide. You can have Rosh Hashanah, can be Shabbos Sunday. So Sukkot in the last days, Pesach like that sometimes, right? So you can have Yom Tov and Shabbos coincide. So he says on those days you would do it. Okay, he said some people have the practice that if it lands on Shabbos, you don't do it, even if it's Yom Tov. He said, that's not the straight meaning. What about Yom Kippur? The Ramah just gave a reason you're full of simcha. You're going to go eat. You're going to have simchas Yom Tov. That's what Yom Kippur. So Mishnah Berurah writes, in Katan Kuf Samach Vav, 51, he writes, Obi Yom Kippurim gam keinos in kapayim shekhoz simchas mechilo slicha. We're thrilled. We're getting mechilo and slicha, so we're in a good mood too. We went out the food. Okay? So says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, and it's just interesting, you know, because as the Netziv points out, it's not here, it's in the commentary on Shulchan, it's sitting on Yom Tov, we make that bracha, v'hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu, v'hasiyenu, same word as the Netziv Kalayim, v'hasiyenu, as birkas mo'adecha, so this is included in the birkas mo'adecha, or we don't say that in Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah, but you have other forms of simcha, you have the mechilas avonos, okay, the Shari Tshuva, and the Sukkot and Ayin Ches over there in the next verse in 52, the Shari Tshuva, right? We should know, quotes the Beis Efraim, we'll see in a second, we're not going to be inside because it's late, but we'll see in a second, he says, Sheminag zeh she'eino sim kapayim b'chutz l'aretz, minag kodum ma'ov m'dilos elu. This is an old practice. I don't know when it starts. Someone asked me, when did it stop? You know, they're duchen every day. When did it stop? I don't know. But the Shari Tshuva writes, it's an old minig. It's an old minig. The Maharil, one of the Maharil was a late Rishonim, really very, very, very important figure for Minhag Ashkenaz, Yaakov Levi, but Maharil. So in his Tshuvas, somebody asked this question, Shaul's Tshuvas, Maharil HaKadoshos. It's in Chof Aleph, he quotes in the Ogre, another Ashkenazi Rishon. He says, why don't we duchen other than on Yantav, given that it's a mitzvah saseh? I mean, we proved in the first, two-thirds of the Shia that the mitzvah saseh, and even the Raisi beats out Tefillah, and here we are, you know, not duchening every day. We're about to say what's going on. The Ramo gave us a reason, but again, before the Ramo, the Maharil was earlier than the Ramo. He was asked this question, okay? So he gives a different answer in 53. He says, "Hod the einosim kapayim b'chol yom shamati mipi mori chomik kana rabba." His father was a Kohen. He says, Dav mishum denahagi kohani litbo. Okay? Because the kohanim before they were duchen would go to the mikveh. And he says, generally speaking, especially I guess in the colder Ashkenazic climates, okay, in the wintertime, yesh onos misrami de kashelo litbo. People, they're difficult, okay? So therefore, kind of the practice fell out of use. They don't want to go to the mikveh every day. Unusual reason, but that's what he said. Who said you have to go to the mikveh? That developed that the kohanim would go to the mikveh, so they didn't want to go to the mikveh, it's so cold or uncomfortable, so they didn't go. That's one possibility. And then he writes another one. Veshema mishum bitul tar v'tarach tzibur nagu sholo hosif afago de bitul katnar. Well, tircha de tzibur is, those seem like flimsy answers. You know, the mitzvah to save the rice, you're prolonging the davening a few minutes, but that's what he says. Okay. Anyway, so that's another issue, another thing he says at the end, an interesting point, that sometimes there would be goyim would come into the shul and he would only give a bracha to the goy, unusual reason. That's what the Ma'ariel writes. And the guy printed the Ugger also again, a late Rishon, it's in Kuf Ayin Vav, he said that's the minik, so it's really an old, he says because of Bitul Malachim. Okay, it's Bitul Malachim. It's interesting, the Kolbo, it's in Kuf Chav Hei, 55, writes, Ein HaMinik Ato La'asosu Z'chaim Ela B'Shabosos V'yamim Tovim. He mentioned Shabbos. He says, "V'efsher kinim de'u mipnei torach tibur." Maybe it's because of tircha de tibur, people have to get to work. I don't know, does the birchas kohanim add on that much time? I'm not convinced that it does, because no one says you have to do all that singing. Okay, like the Eretz Yisrael, you know, how long does it take? 10 seconds? It's pretty quick. But all right, that's what the poskim say. The Beis Yosef, it's in the Kuf Chav Ches, quotes the Ugger, and he quotes the Shenishal Marimolin, that's the Maril. He says, they all try to justify it, but he says, Dochach atzmo l'kayim minig v'kom v'eino maspik. Okay, he says, you're going to say, because they didn't go to the mikveh, so that's a chumra dosa de kula. No one said you had to go to the mikveh to begin with. You're machmer to go to the mikveh, and therefore you're not going to do it, because you didn't go to the mikveh. It's just, don't go to the mikveh, right? And he says, at the end, look what the Beis Yosef writes, in the end of 56. He says, v'yasher kocham, shol b'nei eretz yisrael, chol machlus mitzrayim, shenosim kapeh mechoyim, v'einam tovlim, they do without the mikveh, don't worry about it. Right? Yasher kocham, it's the right thing to do, that's what they said. That's the Beis Yosef, that's the Sfaradim follow. Darkei Moshe Ramon. More writes again in Simchu Chav Ches and Oz Chav Alev, he has the reason over here. He says ki machmas bitul melacha, v'am trudim, people are busy, and then he adds v'enam shurim b'simcha. Okay, and he says even on Shabbos people are not in the greatest of moods and so on, as much as we are on Yantiv. Therefore, we do it on Yantiv. There's a long tshuva which we don't have time to read from the Beis Ephraim of Ephraim Zalman Margolios. You have the time, you're welcome to keep these sheets and look it up himself. He has really the longest piece on this. It's Or HaChaim Siman Vav. He writes, now he's a more contemporary of the Chassam, from the 1800s. He writes, just look at the tshuva, the first line of the tshuva. He says, Ki aminig shanachnu noagim shchoysu kohanam kapeim kiim biyomtiv yesh mekomus shenagu af b'shabos hu minu kodum yosem in chamesh meo shana. And his time is writing, this minig is more than 500 years old, not a new thing. And that's the minig, and he quotes in the Talmud of Maharal Rutenberg and others, and the Maharal accepted it, and that's it. And then he tries to figure it out. Okay, it's interesting that all the Gedolei Rishonim followed it. They look so further down. He says, "V'nasa ma'isim the Gedolei Rishonim, Maharal Rutenberg, Talmud of Tashbetz, Ma'akovu, Maharal, Ma'ogur, Ma'armo, Ma'labush, Ma'tazim, Ma'garam, V'chol Shar Gedolei Doros Adzman Enu Zeh." And no one changed it and so on and so forth, and therefore, you know, we kind of leave it alone. Basically, that's the old minig, the minig Ashkenaz, and we try not to tinker with it. Okay? So, again, he gives some of the reasons, and only on the Shalosh we're going, and he mentions the issue of Kohanim being Kohanim's Chazokah. It's a problem of Bracha Levatola. Perhaps, like I said before, if a Kohen got the first Aliyah, it's not a Bracha Levatola. So he got the first, a non-Kohen, I mean. So he got the first Aliyah. Right? So he got the first Aliyah. Sometimes people like to hear the first thing, they're not a coin, right? Sometimes there's no coin, so the rabbi gets it, someone else will give it to a Talmud Chacham. Another joke about a guy who won an attempt to rub, and he said, I'd like to know what it's like to get the first Aliyah. You know, can I please, so the rabbi said, well, okay, don't tell him I told you this, but you know, go off to some town, you know, 50 miles away, and you sit in the back, they don't know you, the rabbi will come over and they'll say, are you a coin? So he says, yes, so I'll give you Aliyah. Okay, well. So the guy finally gets up the guts. He goes, he travels, sits in the back of the shul there, and sure enough, the guy comes over to him on Monday morning and says, excuse me, are you a Kohen? So he says, yes, I'm a Kohen. He goes, today I have 2 yards to bar mitzvah, so I have to ask you to step outside and you can. Anyway, the idea is that sometimes you can get the first aliyah. If you were kohen, you got, and if you got the aliyah, it's not the end of the world. But lemaisa, therefore, but a bracha of birchas kohen could be a bracha latala. So on yom tov, we don't worry about it. That's the tshuva from the base Ephraim at some length. Now, yes, question. Yes.
Did they believe that in Eretz Yisrael they had a better Sorah for the fact that they're Tanim, or are they just like they were saying like?
I don't think so. I don't think that about it. This is all, you know, kind of justifying a minute. I don't think so. I could be. Maybe they did. Okay, I'm not sure. But I don't think so. Okay. Anyway, so that's the truth of the base of Ephraim. Chassam Sofer also a contemporary in the next source. We'll finish up. Chelik Aleph Siman Chav Gimel. Chassam Sofer writes. Also, he says. He quotes was Mzalman Margolius, that's the base of Ephraim, and he agrees and he says because many times we're torahed in our parnosa and we're nervous and we're not as happy as we are in Yom Tov if we don't have time, so he brings that as well, okay. But again, the Sfardi Shaposkim didn't buy into this. The Radvaz Sfardi, David Ibn Zvor from Egypt originally, Chelik Dalat from Kuf Chav Ches, overall Elof Kuf Tzariyeh, he says, what do you think of this reason? Someone asked him the Rishum Zeshar below Simcha. So he writes, very nice, he says, Yofem osim de lo sagi hai taima levatal mitzvahs asei shakonu chayavba. I don't think it's enough of a reason to be vatal mitzvahs asei. A bunch of pony punches. Okay, so that's how it goes. So, the Ramah Mifana also svardi. He said, Mitzvahdi, hey, Masha barova olam ein kohanim olam leduchan kol yamos hashonam minag garua hu. It's a rotten minig. Okay, rotten minig. Well, it's interesting that the Vilna Gaon also agreed there's something wrong here. They're looking at the tziv in his tshuva, Charles Tshuva's Meshav Dover, Chelik Bey Sim Kuf Dalet. Okay, he says, he says, Yerushalayim they do it today, Shachris also, and he says, Shamati on the third line. You have the tziv there, it's at 62. He says, Shamati kemiduah mechos ne'agon meritzak avalojin. That's the son of Rechaim Avalojin, was the Mechutin of the Netziv. So he says, "Me'agon Ravitzok, agon Arbed Zavolozhin." Zatzal shepam achas hiskim Rabbeinu Hagro Zal lahanig Nesias Kapayim bechol yom bebeis midrasho. The Vilna Gaon finds out enough of this. All these terutzim, a cheap terutzim. He's not happy with them, and we're going to institute in Vilna that we're going to start duchening every day the way it's supposed to be done. V'ikvu min hashamayim. He was prevented by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from doing it. V'nilkach lebeis ha'asurim be'eis ha'machlokes and Rabbi Vilna lo aleinu. He was arrested. We know that Vilna Gaon spent time in jail. In fact, he was in jail over Sukkot. And they let him out on Sukkot because the story is that he was in a Sukkot. He didn't want to sleep outside the Sukkot. So he would, when he got tired, he would hold his eyelids open and kind of run around in the cell. So he shouldn't have to fall asleep outside the sukkah and have Rachman if I don't go outside and sleep. He didn't sleep so much anyway. But anyway, but that's the story. Ikvu min ha'shamayim. Okay, and he says so. The Vilna Gaon, as soon as he came up with this plan to institute duchening in Vilna, he was arrested. So he took it as a sign that he's doing the wrong thing. And acharze, okay, chosim zikni hagon avir omer chayim v'lozhin. Also, hiskin biyom echad biyom echad yitzav elisa kapayim. He also okay. The Vilna Gaon, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to try it. And what happened? There was a fire that burned half the city down that night. So, you know, make of these stories what you want, but, you know, evidently there was a, you know, somehow was taken by these poskim to be a simon. But you know what? Even though it's right and so on and so forth, for whatever the reason, because Baruch Hu doesn't want us doing this. The Aruch HaShulchan brings the Kuf Chav Ches and Sif Mem Dalet. He said, Vada ein shum tam nochle min agenu. He's honest. We have no real good reason for our meeting. All these reasons, the simcha, we're busy with work, and the kohanim might have got a mikveh, and they're not really kohanim, and the Aruch HaShulchan is unimpressed. So that's what he writes. You look in 63, he says it. He says, "Vaday ein shom tam hogel nachal min hageinu levatal mitzvot asei the birchas kohanim kol shana kula." Because in the garuha aval manase, what can we do? Look what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. Keilu bas kol yotza shelo hiniach lahaniach lan lisekapayim bechol shana kula. It's as if a basko has come down and said, no duchening for Ashkenazim outside of Eretz Yisrael, other than Yom Tov. That's what a second do. Right, as if there was a heavenly sign. He says, Shamati, Mikublani. It's the same story. Shishnei Gdolei Hadoros B'doshu V'Vonei, two Gdolei Hador, previous generation. It means the Gaon and Rechaim V'Loshin. They tried to do it, and it didn't work out, and so on. It's like there's a Gzeira, you know, Mina Shamayim, not to do it. So, Lemaisa, our practice among Ashkenazim, I still don't do it. The other, the next couple of sources I spoke about on Shabbos, and so on, and we do it even on Shabbos. The one thing we don't do on Shabbos is we don't have the singing. If you want to coincide with Shabbos, we don't sing that those nigunim because we don't say the Ribbono Shalom. Right? The singing is so people can say that Ribbono Shalom with the dreams and so on. So we don't do that on Shabbos. No, but Kosh on Shabbos. So in Chutzah, sometimes when Yom Tov comes on the Shabbos, we don't say that. So anyway, that's the idea of Shabbos. That's what the Rosh has in the Tshuva. Also, Chelek Gimel Simur Ches, he says, just look at it quickly in 67. Hine b'dvar sheish b'sakneses anoshim she'em anechma konalit sa kafayim Yom Tov shechab b'Shabbos tos. It's wrong. Okay, it's a mistake. So I'm not going to have time to go into that. I'll just end by noting. So again, bottom line is, Aruch HaShulchan says it. It's a mitzvah saseh to dochen, and it's every day, and it's noeg b'zman hazeh. And you know, there are excuses. There are more brings and other Ashkenazim which I'm trying to work it out. Aruch HaShulchan is unimpressed. He said we have no real good minig, but somehow there's been such a decree, and that's it. The only guy who tried to do it, he got arrested. The Chaim Volozhin tried to do it, the city burnt down. So, you know, I'm not going to try it in my community either. You know, if these Gedolei Olam didn't do it, you know, we can't do it either. Just you look at the last two sources, it's interesting. There is a time that we say Birchas Kohanim every single day. And that is by Birchas HaTorah. Right? Just to end the, a cheerful note. Right? That's in Simon Mem Zayin of our Chaim Siftes. Right, we say Chaynagu Loma Birchas Parshas Birchas Kohanim Samoch LeBirchas HaTorah. We say it's part of Birchas HaTorah. Okay, why? Because there's the bracha and so on. Right, but what does it mean? It means that why do we quote those psukim by Birchas HaTorah? Why not quote or anything? Right, the whole purpose is after say Birchas HaTorah, you should learn something. Why dafka those psukim? So Soloveitchik once explained, because what is Birchas Kohanim? Well, Birchas Kohanim is, so to speak, an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Samoa Shmiel B'nai Yisrael. That's how it ends, right? Going back to the first source. This last pasuk of that collection of Pesukim and Nosov. The Samoa Shmiel B'nai Yisrael and Yavarchim. The Samoa Shmi, right? That my name is going to be associated with Jewish people. So the Rav said, that's what Talmud Torah also is. Talmud Torah is also an opportunity. Kishem Hashem Ekra. This week said it. Kishem Hashem Ekra, that's the Mokka for Birchas HaTorah. Right? It's associating with the name of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? So, perhaps it's Alderach HaJewish. It's Dafka and Yom Tov. You know, when do we go to the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? On Yom Tov. Right, we go to his house. We connect with him. Shabbos, he comes to us. But Yom Tov, we go to the home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, the mitzvah, Aliyah LeRegel. We pursue that encounter, maybe on Derech HaJewish, you know, that we have Duchanim because it's connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a special way. Maybe that's what, that'll justify the minute. It won't help us for Rosh Yom Kippur, but at least it'll help us a little bit for Yom Tov. But again, on Derech HaJewish, Birchas Kohanim, those psukim are recited in conjunction with Birchas HaTorah, because they have a common denominator. The Torah is connecting with the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishem HaShem Ekor, the marker for Birchas HaTorah. Gemara Brachas, Tav Chaf Aleph. And again, this week, Sedra Hazinu. So, Birchas Kohanim is also the Samo Shmiel B'nai Yisrael. We connect with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what Birchas Kohanim is about. No, those of us, I don't know if anyone is Sfardi, enjoy Birchas Kohanim every day. Those of us who are Ashkenazim should at least take advantage of the few opportunities we have for Birchas Kohanim to understand that we're part of a mitzvah. There's another question. Some say there's a mitzvah on the people to be blessed. Also, a different discussion. But Lamaisa, we should take advantage of the opportunities we have and enjoy this wonderful mitzvah. Wish everybody a gemach simchat Torah.